Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
The weekend, but that doesn't mean we gonna stop pouring out that hot celebrity tea for you. Okay, so Portia and Heidi and Frank are out, but we have my little brother in the building, rapper, actor, director, executive producer, Shad Moss, aka Bow Weezer.
I'm here.
So later we have part one of Andrew Freund's interview with the cast of Hobbs and Shaw. He dishes with Jason Statham and Idris Elba in London. Plus there might be one thing Oprah Winfrey loves more than bread. But before we get started, we got to give a big birthday shout to my man. I'm sorry, Rock. Jason Momoa! Whew, with a fan.
Cheating already?
Oh, my God.
Wait, the Rock just gave you all that love and you already moved on?
I had already moved on. I just didn't want to hurt the Rock's feelings like that. But anyway, Jason Momoa turns 40 today. Happy birthday, you sexy mother... HK,
really?
What you got?
Anyway, it's off-season for the King LeBron James, and besides resting up for next season, Bron is also attending the games of his son, LeBron James Jr. So now LeBron's son has some skills on the court, just like his pops, and while he was watching his son play, LeBron got wild excited. Take a look.
Cute.
I think it's cool. Like, my dad wasn't in my life to see damn near everything that I ever did in my career. So, you know, the fact that we got Bron is, you know, a black father being there and being excited because, you know, Bron didn't have that neither growing up.
But now, the internet was going crazy.
I mean, they gonna do that.
They said that he was doing way too much on the sidelines as
a parent.
I'm sorry that your parents ain't famous and one of the greatest basketball players in the world, but whatever.
Okay.
So LeBron responded, said, Dior Tezo connection knocked me out of my sneak. And there was a whole bunch of crying, laughing emojis. Love being around my bros, watching them play the game they love. But for real, my shoe really jumped off my foot in excitement as well on that play.
And it was a dope play. Like, Youngin went through between the leg, alley-oop. He probably wasn't even expecting that to happen. So, I mean, that was just a natural reaction. That's how I look at it.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it took away from the son. Now we just talking about LeBron. We're not talking about the son made a point.
Now, I put his son on the radar. Like, Chase was like, oh, that's LeBron's kid. I'm sure his DMs is flooded.
So they say if you want something, you have to go after it. So when actress Lena Dunham, who stars in the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio, was on the red carpet for the premiere, honey, Lena decided to shoot her shot at Brad Pitt and did this. Yes, child, she went in for the kiss. It looks a little awkward to me. And before the kiss, Lena tweeted this. It's not every day I get to wear a muumuu, go barefoot, flirt with hashtag Brad Pitt, and join the cult as a job. So was it wrong for her to go in for a kiss, Lena?
Well, one, shot blocked. Number two, if a dude would have did this to a girl on a red carpet... Bam.
Harassment.
Opportunity.
Sexual harassment.
Out of here.
Hashtag me too.
What? If she's a woman, women should be able to do what they want because men been doing it all this time. So let a woman have freedom to go ahead and try to kiss a man and be happy.
Hell no.
He's single by a while. He's not in a relationship.
Not like, I've been out places before and like, I don't even like to kiss like the first, like, I'm not really a big old, like a girl leaning and kiss. I don't, first of all, I don't even know where your mouth been. No. I don't know what you ate if you ain't brush your teeth. I don't know nothing. You just can't pop up and just try to sneak a fast one on me. I ain't with it.
What if it's somebody you have been crushing on for a long time?
Who, like who?
Like a Hadley or somebody. Like a badass cougar that you was like, you know what?
A cougar?
It's my own. Hadley would be a cougar for you.
What about an ex?
I kissed her already, though.
You kissed Hadley?
No, I was going to say Tyra Banks. But I know what them
did.
Lips feel like.
Oh,
you know what I'm
saying? Tyra.
So, yeah.
Please don't start.
Y'all still feel that.
Who would you kiss if you could?
I wouldn't kiss nobody. It's 2019. We in the era of the Me Too movement. I got to wait till this thing die down. Mm.
So you wouldn't kiss Regina Hall if you had your shot behind a closed door, not even on a red carpet. If she looked at you in your eye and looked at you like she wanted to throw one on you?
Oh, no, then I would. Absolutely.
It's like a little slight permission to do it then. Yeah, but just got... to like, ah. Oh, there she go. This is it. If I get close, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. And then you just do it? That's violation.
You gotta know you got permission to land.
What about you, Gary?
Brad, I would kiss your ass. No.
Anyway, y'all, so Auntie Oprah, y'all. Wait a minute.
I mean Oprah,
y'all. Let me correct that. Now, she recently, y'all, talked to People Magazine about her frozen food line. Oh, that's good. And when asked, honey, what would she want? Lady O said this. Pasta. If I were going, honey, to choose my last meal, they would all be pasta.
Okay.
But you know what? And I've been, because Oprah want to be fat. She want to be fat all over again, honey.
You're not going to do this talking about her like that sitting next to me.
White she needs to go back to her damn roots and eat her some chitlins. Because she's from Mississippi.
That don't mean... Don't nobody want to eat that, Gary. Once you grow up and realize what the hell that is, you don't want to eat a hog's turd tube, okay?
I'm riding with Oprah on that one.
You pasta?
Know man, my favorite food is Italian food. I understand the love for that. So, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm riding with you on the pasta.
What kind of pasta? What? Pasta? Just pasta or pasta?
Nah, it's like got to be chicken Alfredo. Pasta. Chicken Alfredo.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, chicken and shrimp Alfredo.
So, that would be your last meal.
And we know Head Craig eating bird seeds.
Now, my last meal would be Regina Hall.
Yes, honey!
Okay.
Yes!
All right, so moving on. Shawnee and Shaq's son, Sharif O'Neal, might have just earned the title of favorite son. Well, at least with his mom. So the college basketball star posted a video showing his love for his mom by posting his new ink, and he got a portrait of her face tattooed on him. And Shawnee quickly reposted the video on Instagram with the caption, "I'm literally speechless." It's pretty fire. Take a look. Now, what y'all think?
It's nice. It looks like his mama. I'm glad he did that. He loves his mama.
It looks like Shawnee, but it almost looks a lot like Shantae Harris. It looks a lot like the brat.
What?
No way.
The way she looked like on the cover, Unrestricted, with the hair pulled back a little bit, with the, you know, with the little bikini situation.
No, that looked like Shawnee.
Yeah, it looks just like Shawnee, but maybe.
I think they did good. I think it looks like her.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, that looked like his mom.
It does.
That's good. It does. And I'm glad he took out this mom and don't look like his daddy, honey. Lord, Jesus.
Oh, why my God.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, no.
He looks like both of them, Gary.
He does?
I'm so tired of getting your ass out of trouble in hot water.
So if you could put one of your parents, like, I know you have no tattoos. You're like a hairless cat.
None.
But if you got a tattoo.
Please show a picture of a hairless cat.
No facial hair, like, no nothing. It's like crazy. But, like, if you got a tattoo of one of your parents, which one would you get?
Man. I got my mom tattooed on me. I got a mirror on my
mom. A name or her actual face?
A face. I got my mom on me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I got Michael Jackson on me. They say horrible things about him, but I still love him. Yes.
I mean, first of all, a needle sticking me, that look like that would hurt. You know, I don't know how y'all.
You've been stuck with other things. I don't think the needle is the.
I mean, it's a mental thing. I guess the sticking with the tattoos is a mental thing because the things that have stuck me in, I mean, it hurt, but I mean.
Coming up, could Wendy Williams going to be trading in her purple chair for an apple? Or is she joining the Real Housewives of New York? Honey, I have all the tea, plus more, Brad, but you have to come right back.
Dish Nation.
Parenting is no joke. Sometimes you'll find yourself saying things you never thought you'd have to say. Now, I haven't birthed a child, but I have a few fur babies who take up a lot of my time. And our friends at Audio Boom and Main Event Media have a brand new parenting podcast that we're really excited to share with you. It's called Never Thought I'd Say This, and it's hosted by Fuller House star Jodi Sweetin and her best friend, Celia Behar, a life coach, who get together each week to recap the ridiculousness in their parenting lives. Now, Jodi and Celia are hilarious and insightful. They tackle parenting taboos. They interview other celebrity parents and dive into the real issues that all parents face today. And they have some fellow famous parents who join them as guests, like Melissa Gisoni from Dance Moms and from Fuller House, Andrea Barber. Now, don't miss Never Thought I'd Say This with a new episode every week. Want to listen to the podcast but not sure how to get it? Here's how you can find Never Thought I'd Say This on your Apple Podcasts app. To search and subscribe to Never Thought I'd Say This. If you have an Android phone, you can use Spotify, Stitcher, or your preferred podcast app. Just search and subscribe to Never Thought I'd Say This.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Yeah, yeah. Now, Brad, Gary, Bow Wow, listen, if you want the secret to living past 100, I think we may have the answer.
Wait, what?
Now, check this out. There's a woman by the name of Louise Signor from the Bronx, a.k.a. the BX. She recently celebrated her 107th birthday, and she dropped some jewels.
Damn.
And she maintained a long and healthy life. Check it out.
If they have exercise, I do the exercise. If they have dancing, I dance. I still do a little dancing. And then after my lunch, I will play bingo. So I had a full day. I think the secret of 107, I never got married. I think that's the secret.
Okay.
Come on, Louise.
I'm with that.
That's what I'm talking about, 100.
I'm with that.
Yeah, we know you with that.
I'm with that all the way.
So you would never get married?
Hell no. I just can't see myself walking down no aisle and like everybody's, I just can't. That's not how
well,
I envision it.
You were going to.
But I'm
going
to just keep living that player lifestyle and just, you know, doing what I'm doing. I'm having fun.
You know,
I can't
knock the
hustle. I'm having fun.
The good thing about you, Bauer, you were the first one to hit Sierra, so that was real good.
No comment on that. You know,
it wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Oh, my
at all.
God.
You know, Brad, you still look youthful. I mean, no one's calling you old, but I'm just saying, like,
yes,
but like you have the...
Oh, I ain't old as you, Mr. 82.
You got the same bubbly personality you did when you came into the game.
Man, that's never going to change. If I make it to 100, I'm going to still be the same old brat. I just think it runs in my genes. You know, my mama still look good. My grandmother looked great, you know. So, you know, I'm just so blessed.
I like that. I like that.
Well, I'm sorry to bust your bubble, guys. I know y'all got all excited when you thought that Wendy Williams was moving from daytime to primetime. But it turns out it was all a dream. On a recent episode of Wendy Williams, the talk show guru had to set the record straight that she will not be joining the Real Housewives of New York City. And if you're wondering why, take a look.
No, I will not be a member of the Real Housewives of New York. Excuse me. I have a purple chair of my own. You know, I like the housewives and stuff like that, but first of all, you're not coming to my apartment. You're not checking out who I date. Like, there would be so many no, no, no's that you will be bored with me. You wouldn't like me on Housewives, first of all. Second of all, I'm not letting you in that hard. You know, the purple chair gives me control because I tell you what I want you to know and keep a lot of secrets right here.
I'm gonna stay out of the Wendy conversation. You
wow,
know
wow.
Nah.
Wendy be cooking you sometimes.
This your chance,
nah,
boy.
Nah, man. Me and 50, we've been in the... No, we... Nah. One thing I can't say about it is... I feel as if she has her own show, so she is right about that.
That's like somebody trying to get us to do a reality. We on our own. We got our own, so nah. Right.
So would you like to go sit on with this couch and just talk about
it? I sat on the show before.
He sat on the show?
I know that. That's when she was saying all
the things. Nothing to talk about.
What was she saying?
It's nothing to talk about.
What was she saying, Bow?
I don't know. I didn't even watch it. I just
you were on her, the show. You talked to her. You were there.
No. I wasn't on her show. I mean, I've been
on
her show.
I thought you sat on the couch.
No, no, no. Not recently, not.
Okay, okay.
I ain't got no problem.
Well, what you talking about, Gary?
Child nothing.
Listen, if you didn't call me about it.
Oh, I heard about it.
Okay.
But she be here. She be here grieving for you, though.
Yeah, I know. She ain't got no choice.
Oh.
All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Now, ladies, you need some bling? Then you might want to get yourself a pair of these classic large hoops. It's available in 14K white or gold plating. It comes with a gift pouch, and the diamonds are lab-created inside and out.
I know the perfect person I could get these to.
Well, Gary, and I'm sure whoever you get these to will appreciate how lightweight these hoops are. And you don't need those heavy-duty earrings pulling your earlobes out, ladies. They're like a lobster's hand.
Well, how much are they, head crack?
Well, usually, the Rachel Glauber 55mm XLCZ hoop earrings have been seen as high as $176. But for the Dish Nation viewers, get this. It's only $34.
Oh my God. I need everybody's pair.
Just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Andrew Frey went to London to sit down with Jason Statham and the sexy Idris Elba to dish on their new movie, Hobbs and Shaw. Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here in London among some pretty badass vehicles, getting ready to talk to Jason Statham, Vanessa Kirby, and Idris Elba for the new Hobbs and Shaw movie. But guys, this is just part one. Take a look.
I'm dealing with the future of the planet. I'm the necessary shock to the system. I am human evolutionary change. Bulletproof. Superhuman.
Who the hell are you?
Bad guy.
The mission has been compromised.
All right, let's set the scene. It's gonna be you, Dwayne, and Jason on a deserted island.
Yes.
What three things do you guys need if you're there together on an island?
I need some earplugs so I can stop listening to them two bicker. Maybe a little face mask so I don't have to look at the two ugly bastards. And a good bottle of tequila that I can tempt them with. Hey.
Let's say I want to be a badass. Like, let's size me up for a second. What do I got to do?
I would definitely, you could probably get away. One more button.
Okay, what?
Yeah, one more button. There you go.
Okay.
Lose the cards.
Lose the cards?
Badasses know what they're going to say next. There you go. And now, all right, cool. That's it.
Are you intimidated by me now?
A little bit, because I don't know what you're going to say.
Neither do I. Neither do you. What are your tips for being a badass?
You need a few weeks in the gym with Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
Eat a few of his pancakes. Stack a few of his weights up.
I don't know.
I guess, you know, you don't have to be particularly built in a certain way to be a badass. You have to have the mental intention. I think there's some great bad guys that don't necessarily have the big physicality.
Let's just first talk about what a badass you are in this movie. I'm slightly scared of you right now.
No, you're not.
What is it like to make out with The Rock?
Well, there's no tongues.
Obviously.
So is it a make out?
It's a snog? What do you guys
call it? It's not a snog. What do you call it in over there?
Like a kiss?
Like a little...
A peck.
A peck, a tiny... Which is nothing other than her just being like, you know what? I might die tomorrow.
Who do you think would be a better babysitter for your child? Dwayne or Idris?
I'd have Idris, for sure. Dwayne is far too greasy. And he'd probably, take his eye off the necessary needs of my little man, because he'd be eating all the time or down the gym. He's a very selfish dude, you see.
Does your body take a thrashing with all of this? Like, are you physically exhausted?
I mean, it is a physical role, yeah. But it's not like we're running a triathlon or some ultra marathon. We train hard. We get ready for what we know is coming. So we know the ins and outs of it.
Well, guys, London was fun, but this ride is not over. I'm about to hop on a flight to Hawaii to sit down with The Rock and the rest of the cast of Hobbs and Shaw. So be sure to check out Dish Nation tomorrow, because it's going to be crazy. See ya.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up, what's up?
Yeah. Now, for people who can't get enough information about their favorite artists, let's talk about Swae Lee, half of the hip-hop duo Ray Strummond. Now, he recently revealed what he wears to bed. Would you like to know what that is, Gary?
Probably a thong like me.
Oh!
No. He said he sleeps with his jewelry on. He said, I take a shower and do everything with it.
Mm.
Bow, would you move like this?
I'm not showering in my jewelry, but I'll sleep in it, though.
Do you do it, like, around chicks you don't trust? Or is it...
Nah, if it's a girl I don't trust, I'm definitely locking it up. Like, hotel room, that's what the safe is for. You got safe in the crib.
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite piece of jewelry that you, like, never left the crib without and you, like, had on you at all time?
It was my Jacob watch. Because Jacob watches was, like, the hottest thing going back then. So it was my Jacob watch. You had one. JD had one.
Yep.
Did y'all ever go to the flea market or anything?
I ain't gonna lie. I bought Dre at the middle of the mall before.
At the middle of the mall?
Yeah. Before I was Bow, though.
That was Shad.
That was Lil Shad.
Who had fake jewelry and it just disappointed you?
I don't even want to say.
Don't do it. What
does his name sound like?
I can't do it.
What coast are they from?
I'm not doing it. Put it this way, it's a lot of cat.
It is. Especially the colored stones,
honey. It's a lot of people that do it.
Well, Bow, we want to thank you for hanging out with us today in Dish, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all catch Bow and myself on Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta on Thursday nights on WeTV.
Yeah, and we number one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd just put that in there.
Bossing up.
Got to. It's only right.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.